Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday, September 3rd, I tell you what, many people had the long weekend off, but then there were many others, probably maybe about 50-50, maybe a little bit more, had the long Labor Day weekend. And some for some people this morning, you're starting as your first day, your Monday morning. Well, we hope that you have momentum from the long weekend. We hope that you're rested, had great family time, enjoyed the beautiful hot weather, and you're ready this morning. You're back up. You're on the grind. Well, we know that's true for most people. So remember, as you're on your way this morning, school buses, school kids, and school zones, you already know the drill. They're in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're trying to get your stride this morning, you know what? Just take a deep breath. You're rested. You're ready now. As we tell our kids, you're ready now. You're up and going, so we hope that this morning is off to a great start. Ours certainly is. You know, after you've had that long rest, you should be ready this morning, and I know that we are. We didn't take off yesterday because we said it's what we do is not laborious. It's not labor to us. It's just downright having a good time, working, loving what you do, so it feels good. This morning, as always, though, we want to remind you that as you are traveling in, lots of closures, lots of road construction. The Jackson Street Bridge is going to be closed. So I hope you've made alternative plans to make that happen so that it doesn't throw you off. Remember, school kids are standing at bus stops. They're walking to school. Many of them are not paying attention. We see it every single morning. And that's why we implore you every single day, when school is in session, to make sure that you're watching out for kids. And even when school is not in session, that's even a more vulnerable time for kids. So this morning, as you're traveling in, I hope you've given yourself enough time to get there safely and slow down through school zones. Make sure that you stay engaged. Watch out for yourself as well as others. And you know, DC, yesterday we had a wonderful day. Switching gears just a little bit, we talked a lot about football on yesterday. We thought the NFL kickoff was going to be Monday night, but it wasn't. I think it's going to be September the 9th or somewhere thereabouts.
That's correct.
But boy, another night of great college football, huh?
Absolute.
You said that with glee.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I really enjoyed it. Uh-huh. Florida State and Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, excuse me. The Pitt Panthers had a excellent game up until the second half. The second half.
Uh-huh.
I mean, their freshman quarterback.
What can you say about him,
huh? Jameis Winston, man, I'm thinking he's going to probably be the next freshman to win the Heisman.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You think he's going to be the next Heisman Trophy winner?
I tell you what, that performance he turned in last night was just complete. It was stellar.
Man, it was stellar. And to see this freshman so poised and so set.
Yes.
And to see that he was what they're now calling a PP. He's a pocket passer. He didn't do too much scrambling, too much running, real poised.
Well, in the first half, he threw for three touchdowns and ran for one. In the second half, he threw for another one.
Wow.
And he threw for 350-plus yards. And, man, it was just outstanding.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you, every time you see these games and the talent, and then yesterday we went home early, left here, did a little bit of work, went home early. Now, believe it or not, if you do follow football, they are now televising high school football games. And what is it like to see some of the talent around the country for you?
Oh, it's outstanding. I mean, I just love to see it. Normally, you wouldn't get a chance to see that kind of stuff because, you know, they wouldn't televise high school games. And unless you saw some sort of highlights or an All-American game, you really wouldn't see those kids until they got to college or unless you went to the game, you know, personally.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's good to see some of the high schools. And then now they have, like, high schools that play in different states.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually traveling around like colleges now.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really amazing to see the talent that's out there. And one of the things that was really talked about yesterday, especially after a long weekend of college football, of course, Johnny Manziel is on everybody's radar now after the signing of the autographs, whether he got paid, got a little small suspension, what many pundits believe is a slap on the wrist. And now what people are talking about is character. And what the character of not only college football is looking like, but the NFL as well. And, you know, when we see these stories, DC, for us as parents, it's another teachable moment. It's another opportunity to talk to our young people about character and what that really means.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that you were telling Deuce about is that you got to be coachable, you got to be teachable. And a lot of our kids really do miss that.
Yes.
Somewhere down the line. And so for you, what did you think about the whole Johnny Manziel deal? Do you think it's overrated, over talked about, or do you think that that's something that we do need to be talking about?
No, I think it needs to be talked about. And I think, you know, what you have here, it just shows you how much is put on the shoulders of a young 20-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in his mind, he should be able to do the same things that other 20-year-old football players are doing. And when I say other things, you know, like after they do something good, they start celebrating and doing things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But once you win the Heisman, you are not only the best player, but you're the best that college has to offer.
Wow.
And so what they're saying is that you are held to a different standard than all the other guys. And, you know, he's the first freshman to win this award.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and this is why I think the Heisman voters are very eerie about voting for a freshman because these are the types of things that can happen. You know, normally for any other sophomore, they're still growing up. They're not being watched and scrutinized the way that Johnny Manziel is.
You know, I never looked at it as, you know, after you win the Heisman, there's another level there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that code of honor and that sort of fraternity.
Yes.
You know, that only the very, very elite few are able to enter into. And, you know, I don't know. My heart goes out to this kid because I believe that even before he won the Heisman, just being called, you know, Mr. Football, Johnny Football, having all of these titles and adjectives ascribed to his name just seemed to be a bit much. But what we did see was a great performance from him this weekend, beyond all of that. And one of the things, so, I mean, he still went out there and literally threw down.
Well, he threw 8 passes and 3 of them was touchdowns. So, I mean, you know. I mean, he's still successful, and then now other players are taunting him. You know, he's got a big X on his back.
Right.
So, you know, and probably the stuff that happened, they're not saying that somebody didn't provoke him.
Right.
But they're saying he has to rise above. In other words, you're going to be provoked all season.
Absolutely.
People are going to, and now that they see that once you're provoked, you react to that. Then they're going to bother you even more.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is so that the team won't be distracted and it starts to be a problem for their team because, you know, playing Rice wasn't that very good. And Stephen F. Austin is a small school who they'll probably trample over. But once you start playing in the SEC, it's a whole different ball game.
Game changer.
Yeah, it's a game. I mean, you know, now you're playing against teams that are, I mean, way more competitive than you are.
Mm-hmm,
so, you know, you can't, you know, it, you know, on any given day, anybody can beat anybody. So any little distraction can cost your school millions of dollars and your team, you know, a national championship.
Wow. And sometimes I wonder if it's just too much on these young men's shoulders, you know, the money that the programs get from, you know, just the whole athletic program and what they have to carry. And it seems like at this point he is, on the verge of just being uncontrollable. Like, you know, you feel like they've reeled him in and then there's something else. Or is this just a young man being a young man, being prideful and, you know, just celebrating and feeling like he's invincible, really?
Right. I think it's both. I think to him, you know, and he made the statement, he's, you know, 20 and in college and he's going to live like a 20-year-old college student. But, you know, the authority thinks differently. They believe that, look, you know, too much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that you've been bestowed with the type of accolades that you have, you know, you need to do things differently. And I think he's going to grow into it. And I think what you're going to see next week is a very different kid, you know, because he has to change his attitude and the way he goes about things. Because I think he thought, and everyone thought, that once he got back on the field, all of this would be over. And I think what's happening is his – well, is a release by him to say, okay, I can still play football. I'm going to still be doing the same things that I was doing last season once I get on the field. And so a lot of that, I believe, too, Carlette, from my own personal experience, is just release. He's just happy to be able to unleash what he's been having pent up since last season.
Wow. And I think that that's probably a lot. And, you know, we just really wish him well. And, you know, when we sit and watch these games and we talk to our audience about the games and about these teachable moments, and one of the things and one of the reasons why I really wanted to come back to college football again, and of course we watched college football again last night on Labor Day, is that there are so many teachable moments. And this past weekend, there were a few. Johnny Manziel, of course, was one of the ones that we were talking about, and teaching our kids humility. And understanding that it's never about I, it's about the totality and the betterment of team. And as we were watching LSU, you really shared something with young David Christmas that I didn't know about LSU's coach, Zach Mettenberg, talking about how his level of play has risen, he has taken command of the game, but he too had some challenges. And as a man telling your son, a young man, and others who are listening, I think that this is really, really an important lesson that we all learned this weekend about him and how he left Georgia and the circumstances surrounding his departure there. And you said what? to Deuce Christmas about that?
Well, I mean, what happened was when he was at Georgia, he fondled a girl,
mm-hmm.
and she filed charges against him.
Right.
And after that, Georgia put him off the team.
Right. He got kicked off the team.
Right. And so, you know, I mean, he lost a lot to just, you know, it just goes to show what I was telling David, is you can do something very, very little, you know, and disrespect somebody in that way, because that was very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times an apology is just not good enough.
Right.
You know, people come for your head.
Exactly. And, or it's seemingly little, because really, to set the story up, they were in a bar, and there were probably drinks, and they were probably drinking. And what he did was he touched a young woman's breast, and then he fondled her on her butt. And what she did was she pressed charges, and it really created a lot of problems for him. And one of the things that you were telling young David Christmas is that young men should keep their hands to themselves, regardless of the setting and regardless of what's going on and who you think you are. It's disrespectful. And something at that moment that he thought probably was insignificant, he thought it was all about having a good time, could have literally ended his career. I mean, he was arrested. He was placed on probation. He had, I think, some 80 hours of community service. And it created a lot of problems for him, where he lost his scholarship. He was kicked off the team. And he did end up transferring and going to LSU and hopefully getting his life together. But moms and dads, this is an important lesson. And I didn't know the story until DC was sharing it with young David Christmas. And I said, you know, those things that seem small can end up being very big. And I can always recall my mom saying to us when we were growing up, trouble is easy to get into, but sometimes very difficult to get out of. And these are some of the things that we're seeing that's coming out of sports, but we're seeing also good things. We're seeing in New Jersey several days ago, four football players inadvertently entered a store. I don't know if you guys saw that story or not. And they thought the store was open, but the store was actually closed. The door had malfunctioned. The lights were on. The door was open. Four college football players go into this store. The players were from William Patterson University in New Jersey. And they go in the store. They pick up the items that they need to pick up. And they call for a clerk. Nobody's there. They get no answer. So they're running late for football practice. And they notice the video cameras. And as they're trying to pay, what they do is they take the money out, they show the camera, they literally count the money out, leave the money on the counter, take their items, and leave the store. And this has been lauded, you know, all in the national media. Well, of course, print media, I don't know if it made the news, but I said this is a great opportunity of what is good about young men, DC, and how, you know, they not only honored their family values, but honored themselves, their team, and the university from which, you know, they attend.
Absolutely.
And so it just goes to show you that there are some positives, and that these kids are not bad kids. They sometimes just don't make good decisions.
We'll call it right here. You can look no farther than the Texas A&M team,
mm-hmm.
and see the positive in it that's right here out of Alexandria. You know, Sean White of Washington is a true freshman,
mm-hmm.
at Texas A&M. And if you would have been watching, he's number 31. He was sacking the quarterback for Rice like it was no tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And he's right here from Alexandria.
Absolutely.
Right here. Went to Ash High School, superstar standout basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
And right now went right up to the college and started playing as a true freshman.
As a true freshman. And there are so many prodigies and so much great talent coming out of not only Alexandria, but all across the country. And we want to be, I think, better mentors, better leaders for our kids, and just encourage them to do the right thing. And do the right thing like those young men did in New Jersey when nobody's watching. Hey, everybody, it's 7:55. We hope you're on your way. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back with more right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Hopefully, you're On your way this morning, it's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:05 Eastern, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. We remind you every single day it's not too late. Become a foster grandparent by sharing today and shaping tomorrow. All you've got to do if you're a senior that's 55 years old or older is phone 318-484-2260, and they'll tell you how you can volunteer, how you can get paid and get mileage, all while helping a young person. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we've got lots going on. Many of you may or may not know, as we're switching gears from football, we got an Alabama fan that texted in and said, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Well, you know, we know everybody's not LSU fans. We got some Bama fans out there. We got some Florida Gators, some Seminoles. We got all types, but we'll be following high school football, college football, and probably the NFL as well this season. But before I forget, DC, I want to say a very happy, happy birthday to someone who takes care of our offices every single day. And every morning when we come in, no matter what, our offices are spick and span. They make the environment wonderful. That's one of those people is Mr. Arnold Cootie Jr. He's celebrating his birthday today on September the 3rd. So, Arnold, good morning and happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Arnold.
DC, you did not let me forget. I thank you for that. And we do appreciate the work that they do in making sure that when we get to work, all we've got to do is get to work. Well, switching gears this morning, it's September already. We wonder where in the world did the summer go? Well, we're at the official end or unofficial end of summer, and it is also Hunger Action Month. Feeding America and its network of food banks is what's happening and what we're talking about. And joining us this morning to talk about this very important issue is the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, Jane Wright-Velez. Jane, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jane, you got to be one of the, if not the, at least one of the most hardest working women in Central Louisiana.
Thank you. That's very kind.
No, I mean, the food bank is always jam-packed with people. I mean, you just almost can never pass on a day that there's not some hustle and bustle going on at the food bank. And we know that it's got to take a lot to make sure that everybody's taken care of.
It does, and there's days when it's just downright exhausting. But you know, we're here for a purpose, and we simply believe that nobody in Central Louisiana should go hungry, and we're going to do everything we can to prevent that from happening. So, whatever it takes, we're going to figure it out.
Whatever it takes, every day you do it, and I truly believe, Jane, that you are one of those people that's walking in your purpose. I mean, no matter what's going on, no matter how harried and hurried it is, you always find a way to get it done.
Well, that, again, that's what we're here for.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we appreciate that, you know, because when we're, you know, once a month we come in, we pick up the boxes, and it's always just great to see the food bank serving so many people. And I know this month is, every month is an important month, but this month is, of course, is Hunger Action Month. Talk about what that means for Central Louisiana's food bank.
Well, it's an opportunity for us to really highlight the issue of hunger and try to get the community's attention and on what's happening here, to talk about the need, to talk about the different programs that we have. Some are just kicking off because school's back in session now. We're going to be distributing backpacks again. Kids cafes are standing up, you know, and in addition to what we do every day, you know, we've got 1,200 backpacks to pack each week. And, you know, we hope that that number increases this year, and it may very well happen. We've got some potential funding coming in to take care of that. So we're working with schools to try to get the teachers to identify the children that may need the food.
Is that a challenge, Jane?
to try to identify the kids who do need the backpacks?
Well, you know, that is on a staffing level. And, you know, as the teachers get to know the children that are in their classes, mm-hmm. if they're new, it may take them a little while. And so quite often we start with a smaller number at a school, and as, you know, the month progresses, they find, you know, they mm-hmm. discover more children that may need the backpacks. And we just, that number just continues to grow.
Right.
The other challenge that we have is, you know, sometimes we're trying to go into a new school where we know that the need is tremendous. You know, where they may have close to 100% of the children there receiving free and reduced lunch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking to the staff, and I know it's one more thing for them to have to deal with.
Right.
And, you know, finding that person at that school who's willing to take that on and getting the buy-in from the principal is sometimes a challenge for us, because we know the children need the help and we have the resources and we want to go there, but we can't without the staff support from the schools.
Right. And, you know, as we talk about it, it seems like September rolls around so rapidly, and all that the Food Bank of Central Louisiana does, it's still very hard for many people to believe that food insufficiency is happening, but it is.
Well, it is, and it's not something that, you know, you recognize right away, because people that are hungry in the U.S. don't look like people that are starving in other countries.
No.
They don't have the distended bellies, you know, and all those things that the people suffer in, you know, third world countries. They look just like you and I do, but quite often they're struggling. They're skipping their meals. They're cutting the size of their meals. Parents, grandparents are, you know, skipping meals so the children can eat, you know. And we're finding more and more grandparents that are raising their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a constant challenge, you know. With the economy the way it is, people are having to stretch things further and further, and unfortunately the food costs aren't going down.
Absolutely. And so on your end, Jane, you're it's time again for school, as you mentioned, and the backpacks and identifying those kids. Will we be able to serve those kids that need those backpacks, you think, overall?
I'm not sure that we'll ever truly reach the number of children that need our help. We are, you know, we're challenged with resources, and again, working with our partners at the schools, and we want to help as many children as we can. But again, the resources are the issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes money to get the food there, get the food to us,
mm-hmm.
Buy food in some instances, because in the backpacks, those food items are nutritious food items. They are not, it's not just chips and a Coke that they get in their backpack.
Right.
You know, we're focusing on things that children can prepare on their own, because we don't know if there's going to be an adult in their home when they get out of school.
Right.
And so we have to be conscious of that when we select items for those backpacks, that it's something that all the children can eat, and depending on their level of education, that they can handle it, because we focus on elementary school children.
Right.
So we're looking at some very specific types of items.
And those are a lot of backpacks that you have already, 1,200. What about volunteerism in terms of helping, because they have to be packed?
Absolutely. We pack them each week, and we love volunteers. We need volunteers mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're interested in volunteering, this is a great way to, you know, kind of go back to Hunger Action Month. One of the things is, you know, we ask people to consider volunteering, consider donating time, food, or money,
mm-hmm.
whatever they can do, because it's going to take all of us together to really solve hunger. And whether you've got a case of food at your house, a case of baby formula, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can donate that and feel good, because you know it's going to meet a need on the other end.
Absolutely. And a lot of people really don't realize how important it is, especially if they've got, if people do it all the time. They pick up something that they didn't mean to pick up, or they pick up something that they just hadn't used that is going to be a blessing to someone else, and they can easily donate that to the food bank.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a quick story. A couple of weeks ago, a lady came and donated 3 cases of baby formula.
Wow.
And we really don't carry a lot of baby formula. The WIC program is very strong here, and so we don't really have the need for it. But 2 hours later, we got a call from a woman who was going to be picking up her son, who had been in a neonatal intensive care unit, and he had been in there for 2 months. He only weighed 4 pounds.
Wow.
And she told me in great detail that, you know, she tried breastfeeding, but it made the baby sick, and so she was going to have to use formula. And the specific formula she needed was that exact formula. One of our volunteers was walking by with it. I'm sitting on the phone going, I think we have that. I can't believe it. It's like, you know, this is God. You know, it just gives you, it still gives me chills to tell that story because you just never know when you're going to be a blessing to somebody. You know?
Wow. Now, what about the obedience of the person who brought that formula to the food bank?
Yes.
I mean.
And we don't know who she is. She didn't ask. She wouldn't take a receipt. You know, she just came and dropped that off and, you know, said she wanted to share that.
Wow. You know, we just never know what a blessing we can be, especially when we're obedient. And so with this month being Hunger Action Month, and really it's, you know, I almost hate to highlight one month because the food bank needs food all the time.
Yes, we do. We do, and we need help all the time. It's just an opportunity, you know, nationwide. Mm-hmm. Food banks are talking about the issue. There's a calendar on a website, 30 ways in 30 days, little things that you can do each day to help let other people know about the issue of hunger. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of events coming up.
Let's do this. Let's get a break here, but when we come back, we'll talk about the events that are coming up. We'll tell people once again how easy it is to donate and really be the change that they want to see in our community by helping during Hunger Action Month. You're on point, everybody. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to take a break, and we're back right after this. Good morning, everybody. We're here with Octavia Williams from MedExpress Ambulance Service, and we're talking about the VIP program. Octavia, tell us what the VIP program is.
Carlette, the VIP program is a member enrollment program for our communities. It provides MedExpress Ambulance Service with valuable information to better serve the medical transportation needs of these communities. It also provides the VIP member with substantial savings on out-of-pocket costs for our services.
If I reside in Rapides Parish, is it of value for me to join the VIP program?
Absolutely. You'll receive VIP program rewards on wheelchair transport, as well as the availability of in-home health assessments. And there's no cost to join. For more information, 800-259-9771 or www.mymedx.net.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:21 a.m. Central Standard, 9:21 Eastern, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get Wired Satellites. Don't forget about the best channels, HD, plus the best wiring, 318-767-2220. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also want to remind you about MedExpress Ambulance Service. Their VIP program is happening right now. It is an incredible program to be a part of. And not only are we talking about seniors this morning and the food bank, but this reminds me of a great opportunity, especially if you have an elder parent or an elder neighbor. This program is absolutely 100% free. Now, I know a lot of our seniors may or may not be able to go online, but here's how you can find out more information or get registered. You can go to MyMedEx, that's EXMYMEDEX.net, or simply phone 800-259-9771. And find out more about their VIP member enrollment program today. It's a great program, and you can connect with it. Again, 800-259-9771. Absolutely 100% free. This morning, we are joined by Jane Wright-Velez. She's the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, talking about Hunger Action Month. And there's so many things that people can do. And even during the break, you know, Jane was talking about the story of the lady who had a preemie baby and needed formula. And I said, wow, God perfects all those things that concern us, and he perfects those things that concern people that need food and need good meals, and also those kids, older people, and just people in our community. And you guys work really hard, and you've got other entities, other businesses that work hard as well to make sure that the food bank is supplied. And you've got a lot of events that are happening that we really need to share with our listeners.
That's right. The American Legion Riders of the post there in Leesville are having their third annual poker run, and they obviously are a motorcycle riding group, and last year they held their event and they raised over $10,000 for Adopt a Senior program, and they wanted to make sure that all of the seniors in Vernon Parish that needed food through our Adopt a Senior program were sponsored. And so this year they're holding their
$10,000.
Yes.
Now, before we move on, and I say this every time we talk, every time that we deliver food boxes, it never fails. We have people in each city that we travel through that wants to know about the senior program. And it's important. It takes money for people to adopt those seniors so that they can get those food boxes every month.
That's right. The Adopt a Senior program, you can sponsor a senior for a donation of $150 a year, and that provides a 50-pound food box each month for the year based on that donation. And the $150 is really about helping to pay for the freight, because the food's donated, but we have to get the food to us, and we're bringing it from across the country in some cases. Other cases, we may be in the Walmarts and the Krogers, you know, 3 days a week around here, but, it, you know, it takes money to move the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all about helping with the logistical cost of getting that food back to the senior.
Mm-hmm.
There are 2,300 seniors that are in the program
All total.
Mm-hmm. In 11 parishes, and we are working to serve even more. We do have a waiting list, so you know, people that, you know, if you're looking for a way to give something that will give throughout the year, we do have folks that sponsor seniors in lieu of birthday presents and Christmas presents.
And so, you know, anybody can literally pay $150, and that will provide a food box for them for 12 months.
Well, yes, for an indigent elderly person. And, if you want to adopt a senior, you may or may not know them. You know, it could be your grandmother. It could be, you know, you just want to sponsor somebody from your town, mm-hmm. your parish. And we're going to do our utmost to honor the donor intent. You know, we have some folks that only want to sponsor people from a particular area, like the riders that are having their benefit on Saturday. They only want to sponsor seniors from Vernon Parish.
Mm-hmm.
And so we work with them to make sure we cover all the seniors in Vernon Parish. The other event that we have that's coming up at the end of the month is the 29th and 30th, I believe, it's last Saturday and Sunday of September. It's the Cajun Nationals Car Show. They'll be out in England Air Park, and you can participate in a couple different ways. Number one, if you have a car or a truck or a motorcycle that you'd like to show off and enter into the competition, they have many, many different types mm-hmm. of competition.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you'd like to attend, you can pay to attend the show, or you can, and you can also bring a donation of canned goods and get a discounted ticket to get into the show. Mm-hmm. And all the proceeds from the show come back to the food bank. So we've got some awesome partners here, and they're bringing in, you know, cars and judges from all over the place for this event.
Right.
It's really
from
grown.
Really around the country.
Yes.
People come in for this car show.
And if you want to know more about it, you can check out our website, or you can always give Linda a call, 445-2773, because she works for these guys, you know, quite closely, and so they know all the details mm-hmm, of the show, and mm-hmm. she can certainly put you in touch with Dave and the guys of the car show, or if this Saturday, you know, you've got a motorcycle and you're looking for something to do, you can participate mm-hmm. in the poker run. I mean, she can certainly put you in touch with those guys as well.
And Linda handles all of the sort of advertising and sponsoring of things at the food bank. Her number, once again, 318-445-2773. And I always really love to give a shout out and kudos to St. Paul Lutheran Church down in Mansoura, Louisiana. And that's Reverend Ronald Gallerson and his church and First Lady Linda Gallerson, and they have an incredible team, Jane, that they have put together, that every month when we go down there, I mean, it works amazing, like clockwork, D.C., and it has really, really blessed us for the team of people that they've put together. But what a lot of people don't really realize is that the church is sponsoring all of these boxes, and they're not free.
No, they're not free. It does take, you know, money to make the trucks move. The church, when a church commits to sponsoring, they are, you know, giving of the money that they're blessed with to serve others.
Absolutely.
And not only that, you know, in cases like, you know, with the Gallersons, they're also putting, you know, the elbow grease behind it.
Absolutely.
They're, you know, they're helping to give out that food. They've recruited a team to make sure that it goes smoothly when the seniors are there, and, you know, going the extra mile.
Absolutely. From start to finish, from us leaving here at the food bank, picking up, you know, having all of that loaded, picking up those boxes, and then traveling throughout. There was a senior in Rapides Parish, and then throughout Avoyelles, and then on down into Mansoura, serving those seniors. And I just hope that the people understand how blessed they are that the Gallersons have really taken this on. And sometimes it can be challenging for them, you know, and they have continued this program even for years, even sometimes at their own cost. And so we don't say it enough, D.C., but Reverend Gallerson, Ronald Gallerson, and Linda Gallerson, we certainly appreciate the work that they're doing to be the change that they want to see in their community. And I'm telling you, every single month, somebody else wants to add.
That's true. You find more and more folks that need help, and you find we're so blessed to find people like the Gallersons in many communities throughout Central Louisiana who do sacrifice and give, and who volunteer and recruit more volunteers mm-hmm. to help to serve people. And that's really what, you know, the Food Bank and Hunger Action Month is about, is, you know, building that network and that community mm-hmm. so that we can take care of people in need that are right here at home.
Absolutely. And that's really what it's all about. And we would encourage people to either adopt a senior or find a way that you can help the food bank by giving of your access. If you have an overflow that you could give to the food bank, that you could donate. And there's so many ways that people can help you guys, Jane.
That's right. And lots of things that really don't take money, they take time, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, for people that are into Facebook, you could like us on Facebook. You can forward things on Facebook. You can, on the calendar that's on the website, there's a ton of different ideas. You could do a food drive at your workplace, you mm-hmm. know. Ask your boss if he'll match contributions to the food bank for a set period of time and encourage your coworkers to skip lunch one day and donate to the food bank.
Wow.
I mean, you could do a food drive that's specific to a program where backpack food drives, mm-hmm. you know, backpacks for the seniors, if you really want to take it a step further. I really encourage you to look at the calendar, because, like I said, there's lots of things that don't really cost money.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you've got a few cans or you've got a few cases, like the lady that we mentioned before, you never know
who's going to be in need of it.
Exactly. And, you know, it really is neat, because we get to see it on our end.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to see everyone that we serve, but the ones that we do, you know, especially when a story like that happens, it really touches you, and you end up being blessed. And, like, the lady who donated the formula may never know
right
how she was able to help this other woman that she may not ever come in contact with.
Wow.
I mean, you know, but it's really neat how we can use it and share things that people have to share, and everybody mm-hmm. has something to share. That's mm-hmm. what I really want to impart mm-hmm. to somebody. Everybody has something to give.
Everybody has something to give. And you can phone the food bank for more information. You can go on their Facebook page. How do they access the Facebook page? Is it
it's listed under Food Bank of Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana. You can go to their Facebook page, or you can phone them at 318-445-2773 and find out how you can help, how you can be the change in your community. And Jane, we know that there are going to be lots of other things coming up that will make our listeners aware of, and to hopefully elicit more volunteers, more help, more donations, and more money.
Great. We really appreciate y'all.
Jane, we appreciate you, and we want to thank you for coming in and talking about Hunger Action Month. Hey, everybody, we've got to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this. Thanks, Jane.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Hopefully you're started and almost there. It's 8:42. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions, the best solutions in healthcare for you and your family. Also, J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering pest control services not only for your home and your business. And we're still fighting mosquitoes. So if you need help with pests, here's the number to phone. It's 800-819-5323. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, our friends at McDonald's in Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Free mammograms, 100% free. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122. Ask for Diane Kitts and get your mammogram done if you're 40 years old or older. It's so vitally important. 318-487-1122. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And this month, they are really, really revving up with getting financing for your boats. It's about that time of the year again. Fishing season is about to reopen as the cool weather ushers in. So the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is there for you. Also, Davis One Stop in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south, Davis One Stop is centrally located. And Davis One Stop, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, all partners and affiliates with us in this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Remember, you can go to the website at www.komenacadiana.org and register to walk, run, stroll, whatever it is that you choose to do on October the 19th. We just hope that you will join us for another incredible race. Each year, you have shown up and shown out. It's gotten bigger and better each year, and we know that this year is going to be much of the same. Also want to remind people, D.C., about Darlene's Pink Party for the Cure. It is going to be another amazing party, but it's a party with a purpose this year, as was last year. And when you come out and you join us for the second annual Pink Party for the Cure, you will be helping to combat breast cancer. You will help us to be the change that you want to see, and that we will help women in that. What are you telling me? All right. So I want to encourage people from all around the listening area to get your ticket. We have tickets. You can phone Darlene and her team for tickets. You can purchase tables. Darlene can be reached at the Bunky office at 318-346-2540 or at the Opelousas. It's probably best to call her at the Bunky office, 318-346-2540, and see how you can connect with those tickets for the Pink Party for the Cure. Tucka's going to be there. Tony Groove's going to be there. All you've got to do is get with one of Darlene's team members. They've got an incredible team on point and in place, D.C.
Absolutely. And if you hadn't gone to a Darlene St. Germain party yet, you hadn't partied, it's going to be going down. We're all getting geared up, getting ready, getting the pink outfit together or something pink in your outfit. But it's going to be the party of all parties.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yes, you know, the King of Swing, Tucker, is going to be in the house. DJ Tony Groove is going to be there, you know, and it's going to go on. You know, it starts 9 until.
Absolutely.
Doors are open earlier than that.
Absolutely. It's going to be at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky. That is a beautiful, beautiful building that has been restored. And Darlene and her team do an incredible job, and I can't wait for her to come in to talk about the theme of the party, because last year it looked like, I just described it as a winter wonderland. It was
awesome.
It was just creative, and it was simply beautiful. And anybody who's been to one of her parties, she has a gift in decorating as well.
Absolutely. She and Terry L. And I don't want to mess Gabrielle's name up. Gabrielle.
They
put it down.
Yeah, and they have so many other people that we don't want to forget anybody's name, but they have an incredible team. So we're going to be looking forward to that, as well as signing people up for the race this year. And so much going on. Let me get a break here, but we'll be back right after this. Stay with us. Good morning, everybody. We're here with Octavia Williams from MedExpress Ambulance Service, and we're talking about the VIP program. Octavia, tell us what the VIP program is.
Carlette, the VIP program is a member enrollment program for our communities. It provides MedExpress Ambulance Service with valuable information to better serve the medical transportation needs of these communities. It also provides the VIP member with substantial savings on out-of-pocket costs for our services.
If I reside in Rapides Parish, is it of value for me to join the VIP program?
Absolutely. You'll receive VIP program rewards on wheelchair transport, as well as the availability of in-home health assessments. And there's no cost to join. For more information, 800-259-9771 or www.mymedx.net.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, once again, 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish, 318-346-6695. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. You know, we've been talking this morning a lot about volunteerism, about character, and, you know, really the importance of that. And many of you know who listen to the show, we read a lot, and we bring that information so that you'll want to read and so that you'll have information if you don't get the opportunity to read. And I don't know if you remember or not, you may or may not, the story that was in the news, a few months ago, about Billy Ray Harris, who was a homeless man in Kansas City, sitting on the street corner, literally just begging for money, and or asking for money, however you want to say it. And there was a stranger that passed by him by the name of Sarah Darling, who went to give him some spare change and inadvertently dropped her $4,000 engagement ring into his cup. And it was such an incredible story. It made all the headlines. It made local news there in Kansas City and
as well as the national news. Well, he did return the ring, and Sarah and her husband were so eternally grateful that he was so honest that they reached out to help him to change his life. And so I just saw the article yesterday, and I wanted to share it with you guys about, you know, doing the right thing, just as the New Jersey football players did down in New Jersey, paying for their items, even though no one was looking. Well, he gave the ring back, and they, in turn, for their eternal gratitude, started a website to raise money to help Billy Ray. And they thought, oh, they would raise only a few thousand dollars. Well, a few thousand dollars turned into almost $200,000. They raised some $190,000+ for Billy Ray Harris. And that money was set into a trust for him. And when I looked at the article and looked at how he had turned his life around, just as Jane Wright Velez was saying this morning about God perfecting those things that concern you with the formula. Well, this is another one of those stories that makes you really understand that when you do the right thing, that God will perfect those things that concern you. He's turned his life around. The couple have become friends with Billy Ray Harris. He's now no longer homeless. He has a vehicle, and he's contemplating starting his own business. And he said, you know, I feel human again. I feel better. And when you look at him, he looks like a man that has been revitalized from the dead, like he has just literally been risen from the dead. And, you know, stories like this are still yet another opportunity for us to teach not only our kids, but to teach ourselves to do the right thing when nobody is looking. You know, it's easy to do the right thing when people see you do the right thing, but a homeless man having a ring that he went in and took to a jewelry store and they told him, hey, it's worth $4,000. You know, he never knew what giving that ring back would garner him. I mean, he received 4,000. I mean, how many fold was that, DC? I mean, almost $200,000. So, I mean, he just was blessed immensely, immensely, to say the least, for doing the right thing. And so, I don't know, I just, everybody's kind of been on, you know, sports and character and people. And these are stories that really just restore your faith in humanity. And to know that there are people out there that will just do the right thing, and understanding what is right, and teaching our kids to do the right thing. And that's how we build our kids' character. And we don't start when they become adults. We start when they're young children, when they understand that doing the right thing, you may get something back from it, and you may not, or you may not get it at that moment, but it's just like giving. I believe that doing the right thing it's got a boomerang effect, that when you do the right things come back to you, and we're blessed immensely. It may be monetary, it may not be, but just doing the right thing is critically important. And we know that you guys do the right thing. And we thank you so much for being a part of what we do every single morning. And as I say, many, many mornings, we never take it for granted. We appreciate all of you who join us every single morning. Not only can you join us on the radio, you can join us at our website from anywhere in the country by logging on to www.onpoint.com. CXMAS.com. You can also connect with us at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302, or simply phone us 318-445-5658 and make that connection. We are looking for many of you to get involved in the 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure and be the change that you want to see. You can give donations. You can come out and walk. You can come to the pink party. There are so many ways that you can get involved. We want you to get off the bench and get in the game. T. Riley's going to be at the pink party. Anybody who's anybody is going to be at the pink party. You don't want to miss it.
If the diva of gospel can come. Everybody can come.
If the diva of gospel can come, anybody can come.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be.
She already knows Tucker.
She already knows Tucker. She got. DC says she's got him on speed dial. Oh, my goodness. DC is being messy this morning, all in T. Riley's business. I tell you what, it's going to be a great time. And we want to see your face in the place at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky. We'll tell you more about that. We're going to have Darlene and her team in. But for now, I'm getting a rap sign saying I'm out of time. Thank you once again for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Corlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and we'll see you right back here for Wind Down Wednesday.